Hello and welcome to the From the Podcast, the European edition. Folks, there's no music today, no intro, there's no editing. Unbelievably, this is my very first post from Europe, from the Hungarian capital of Budapest. It's been almost, we're on day 13 of our trip. And we are loving every second, loving every minute of it. It's been beautiful. What has kept me from recording has just been a lack of time. We've been really busy. It has been packed with activities. Traveling to the other side of the country where my parents are originally from took time. And once we got there, that day my phone, I actually ended up purchasing a European mobile phone, just a used one, and a pay-as-you-go package so I can keep in touch with everybody. And the day we arrived in the other part of the country, which is called Nyírbátor, word spread quickly, and people were phoning me to book lunches and suppers, because that is the way the Hungarians show their hospitalities, by inviting you over. And it's been fantastic. My heart is getting a little bit of a sinking feeling as I realize that we've got basically about 12 days left of our trip. Which, it sounds like lots, but considering we want to go down to the Lake Balaton for about minimum of 5 days, that really, really cuts into how much time we got left. So much to say. Even right now, as I look down the street that I grew up here in the summers, as I played, and the houses, it's just surreal. I have to say that we're going to unfortunately have a plane fly over, as they're using the old airport runway, runway number one. Hold on a second, forgive me. Funny thing about that, they've got, I think, three terminals now in Budapest, and the old terminal, Terminal 1, apparently is no longer in use, but they are using that runway today and taxiing over to Terminal number 2 for some reason. A funny thing there right now is the plane that flew over said on the side of the plane the airline was called Wizz, so I don't know if they realize what that is. Wizz is. One of the things that I really, really miss during this time, even though I'm enjoying every moment of being in my homeland, is my opportunities to be alone and be creative. When you're on vacation, it's just a different environment. You're not used to it. You fall out of routines that you do your creative endeavors in. And I'm missing that big time. So now, I even stepped out to the road here before we head out to the lake. And my kids came. And I shooed them away. I said, guys, give me a few minutes just so I could do a recording. So in a few minutes, I'm going to be uploading this. So much to say. I've had a little bit of an opportunity to do some writing of some of my thoughts and my feelings. But mostly of just of what we've been doing, to have a memory of it. I plan to do some more recording. Hopefully, one of the things I want to say is I did get a chance to perform as Elvis Presley on European soil at a wedding. Pardon the wind noise. And that was really interesting to sing Elvis in Hungarian lyrics. There is an Elvis song that I sang in Hungarian. And also to talk as Elvis in Hungarian. Oh boy, here comes another plane. Allow me to pause it just before it gets really loud. So the performance went over really well. People enjoyed the Elvis. I think they were a little bit surprised that it was my voice singing, because of, well, I like to do a little bragging here that I could sound like Elvis, especially with a couple of songs. Not every song I sound really like Elvis, but there's a few. And I did a couple of those songs, and they really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed performing for them. They were very appreciative. It was a favor that was asked from my second cousin, whose wedding we were invited to. But on the other note of this beautiful city and this beautiful country of Budapest in Hungary, it is truly magnificent to visit the capital city of Budapest. When you get up to the mountainous areas or the hilly areas, when you look over the city, we had a chance to have a look over it at night and to see the lights. My cousin told me that Budapest had just taken over from Paris as being one of, well, it's just surpassed Paris's in the quality of the view at night, and it was stunning last night. It's on, uploaded some pictures to Twitter, did a couple videos. That's another thing too, I wanted to do so many videos and so much audio. It's just really hard when you have the surrounded by everybody. Again, it's bittersweet that way. Okay, thanks so much for listening to the From the Hip podcast. I hope you enjoyed this little bit different type of audio. Not necessarily comedy, but more of just a little explanation of what we are doing on our European vacation. I love it, I love it, I love it. I got to figure out how I could live here a couple months of the year. But that's it for now. From the podcast, Albert Athazi saying, Yo Napot.